Hello, this is Raphael. You can find me on Instagram at pearl.the.crosstrek. You are listening to episode 157 of the Subi and You podcast. Yes, I did my own intro because this is a solo episode, and sticking with having my guests introduce themselves, I figured I should introduce myself as well, even though you know who I am, but it's just introducing the episode, I guess. So, but like I said, this is a solo episode because I'm going to be talking about my experience at 48 Hours of Tri-State. So this is going to be a part one. The part two is going to be my conversations and the content that I recorded with other people during the event, like the ladies from Make-A-Wish, New Jersey, people's cars that I hopped into, and then also recording with people in other locations. As you know, I went out there on January 10th on a Wednesday, got there Wednesday evening and stayed through Saturday morning, and it's all Jeff's fault. Jeff, who goes by slow.subies on Instagram, he was messaging me one night and we were talking about it. And I say that it's his fault as if I'm blaming him, but I'm very thankful because it was a great experience and I'm glad I was able to get out there, because the guys that run 48 Hours of Tri-State had been trying to get me to come out there for 3 years. So I'm glad I finally made it out there, and I'm glad I was able to make it out there. And of course, I want to give a huge, huge shout out to Jeff Slow Subies for being so accommodating. He picked me up from the airport when I got there Wednesday evening. We drove out to Subaru of America. He helped me check in with 48 Hours of Tri-State because I wasn't sure what to do. And then we went into the building and kind of went our own separate ways there because I was talking to people from SOA and he was talking to people he knew. But I rode with him most of the time, and he was very, very kind to let me stay in his hotel room because he had already booked his hotel rooms with two beds because his brother was initially going to go on the trip and his brother wasn't able to make it. So he said that I could bunk with him. And so I'm just extremely grateful to you, Jeff. Thank you so much. And he even got up early Saturday morning when I left to take me to the airport. My flight left at 7:25 a.m., but boarding time was at 6:55, and I like to get to the airport early because you never know how it's going to be. So we got to the airport early, and you know, we both got up, I think, by like 4:30 a.m. He said he's used to getting up early. I'm used to getting up early, so it worked out. But again, thank you so much, Jeff, for being an amazing host. Thank you for introducing me to people and for driving me around. And just thank you so much for your time and everything that you've done for me and for the podcast. I really, really appreciate it.
The Subi and You podcast is brought to you by Eccentric Designs. For those of you who don't know, Eccentric Designs is a small, community-driven business that offers custom-fit vinyl overlays for most Subaru models. This includes various designs for the rear reflectors, taillights, and side taillights. I also offer fun decal designs like the popular fender stripes and stickers. To find designs for your Subi, head on over to eccentricdesigns.com. There's always more projects in the works, so be sure to follow at eccentric.designs on Instagram.
Thank you so much, Eccentric Designs, for sponsoring this Subi and You podcast. Yes, go give her a follow if you don't already. Check her out on Instagram and check out her website. Thank you. This episode is also brought to you by SubaruGear.com, where you will find many products branded with Subaru, Subaru Motorsports USA, Bucky Lassic, and more. Did you know that they have several different collections to browse through? If you saw my post over the weekend, I posted about the Bucky Lassic collection. They have other collections as well, such as Holiday, Babies and Kids, Earth Conscious, Give Back Brands, Subaru and National Park Foundation, Vintage, Wilderness, Pride, and Diecast Cars. So head on over to SubaruGear.com and browse the many different collections that they have to offer. Use the code SUBINU24 at checkout to save 20% off whatever you decide to place in your cart. Don't forget, if your total is over $50 after the discount, you will automatically get free shipping. Thank you so much, Subaru Gear, for sponsoring the Subi and You podcast. So, of course, my travels started in Houston, and I had a connecting flight through Orlando, had a layover there, and then I headed on up to Philly, where Jeff picked me up from the airport, and I knew that this was going on. He showed me a preview, but he pulls up in his Impreza, and on each side, he has the Subi and You podcast logo, really big, says Subi and You, Subi and You, listen to the podcast. So that was really, really cool and a great way for him to advertise for me for the podcast. And again, thank you so much for doing that, Jeff. I know it was a lot of work because he had to print it out and put it on in three pieces, and it looked great. He said, don't look at it from the side or from the back because he said it was lopsided or something, but I think it looked amazing. So, you know, the focus, I think, was just being pulled to the podcast itself. And his car is blue, and it looked great. The great contrast of the white lettering on the blue was awesome. Of course, his car sounds amazing. He's got a really nice exhaust on it. But yeah, so we went from the airport and went straight to Subaru of America, SOA. And it was really cool pulling up there because, I mean, of course, obviously there's going to be Subarus there. But, you know, it was just really cool pulling up into this parking lot that's filled with so many Subarus. A lot of them were stock from, I think, just people who work for SOA driving stock Subarus. But then, of course, there are a lot of modded Subarus by people that were attending 48 hours of Tri-State. So it was really cool to pull up there and see that and just see the building. The building is like really, really nice. And the design, the architecture is really cool. Then, of course, it says Subaru up in the top corner from where we were standing. And then you go inside. The building inside is nice. They've got some cars inside. They've got some nice artwork up. And I don't know. I didn't really look around the lobby too much because I was trying to figure out how to get checked in and see who might be there that I knew. And I did see Chip, who goes by NR the OBXT. It was great meeting him in person as well. And then, so we just, you know, we checked in, continued on through, and then I ended up meeting this guy that I know from SOA, talking to him for a bit, catching up because we hadn't seen each other in a while. And then I got to see some other people from SOA that I met out at the big event back in early December. So it was nice seeing people that I had already met before and hadn't seen in a while, and meeting some new people also. So when we were there at the dinner, and like it was kind of like a little reception for everybody attending 48 hours of Tri-State. Of course, this whole event is for Make-A-Wish New Jersey. So it's to raise money for Make-A-Wish, bring awareness to this great organization. And there were three ladies there from Make-A-Wish, and I ended up interviewing them. And that's going to be on the part two, because that'll probably be maybe the start of part two, because I'm going to try to go in chronological order of the way that I recorded things and throughout the event. So there's a lot of stuff to go through and edit. So I'm not sure if I will get that out next Monday or if it will end up being the following Monday, but I'm going to do my best to get it out next Monday. It's just a lot of time to edit through. So I'll do my best. If not, it'll be out soon, whether it's next Monday or the following Monday or the following Monday after that. But yeah, I'll get it done. This episode is brought to you by Ryka Wheels. I'm sure you've seen them around. There are other Subarus out there in the community that have them. They post on Instagram quite a bit. And I have some Ryka Wheels on my Crosstrek Pearl. So they have the Drifter, the Detour, the Tetons, which is what I have on Pearl, and the Seeker. So they have some really great styles available for Subarus. So go check out RykaWheels.com and see the selection that they have. Not only do they have wheels, but they also offer lift kits. Ryka is committed to providing you with the highest quality specialized wheels and lift kits that will allow you to travel further, experience all of those new adventures, and discover the extraordinary destinations that we were all trying to get out to. But most importantly, they want to make sure that you are ready for anything where adventure takes you. The quest for adventure begins with you, and Rika is what gets you there. Be sure to use the code SUBIU10 at checkout to get 10% off a set of wheels or a lift kit. Thank you so much, Rika, for sponsoring the Subi and You podcast. So we were there at SOA, and I did the recordings with the women from Make-A-Wish New Jersey, and was just meeting some more people, walking around, and, you know, I'm still kind of, even after doing this for 3 years, I'm still kind of shy when it comes to meeting new people. So I'm not like walking in there going like, hey, what's up, everybody? I do the podcast. Come check it out. But I do have other people saying, hey, he does the podcast. Have you heard about it? So I do have other people advocating for me, which I think is great. I think that's kind of fun because I like seeing how excited other people are in person about telling somebody about the podcast. So that's like really, really fun for me. But while I was there, I walked by this little area where they had Subaru gear, and I saw this guy in there that I knew was coming, and I saw him in there. I said, hey, how's it going? And we had a nice big bro hug, but I got to meet Jim, who goes by Little Ruby Subi, and it was awesome to see him and get a chance to meet him. And so me, Jim, Jeff, and Chip, we all went outside, and we were all hanging out, talking, and again, met some other people, were talking to them. So I met a lot of people. I don't remember everybody's names, but it was really good meeting other people. And we were all hanging outside for a while, just chatting and taking photos and just having a good time, just hanging out. So we left SOA, and then we went out to the hotel and just kind of hung out there for a while as well. Checked into the room, got all our stuff put away, came downstairs, met some more people, hung out for a while, and then eventually had to get back upstairs to go to sleep because we had to get up kind of early, and came downstairs the next morning for the driver's meeting, but hung out for a while in the hotel lobby. I went outside, was looking at some of the cars that were there, and got to see the only BRZ that was there, which is owned by the Spoonigan. It's the underscore Spoonigan. So it was great meeting Missy and getting to see her car. She actually let me drive her BRZ for a little bit. So I just drove it around the parking lot at the hotel and down this side street. And that was a lot of fun. So it's really cool getting to drive a BRZ. And then I got to see, I saw Chris's car, but I didn't see Chris until Friday night. Chris, who goes by X-Trek Luna. I saw his car Thursday morning. I saw it Friday somewhere. I kept seeing his car, but I didn't see him until Friday night. So it was really cool to see him again. But I'll get to that later. So I was just walking around outside, saw the Justy, which I didn't even know what a Justy was. I heard people talking about it and saw it sitting outside. And so that was really cool seeing a Subaru like that that I had never seen. And so we went in for the driver's meeting. They went over what they were looking for as far as like us being representatives of Subaru and just, you know, sharing the road, being good out on the road, being considerate and kind. And so did that, and then we eventually took off and started our journey. And that was where I hopped in the car with Missy, the Spoon again, and she was I was a passenger in her car first. And it was kind of hectic getting out of town because there was a lot of traffic, and we, you know, it was our first time driving the event because the previous year, Missy had ridden with her son, and it was good because I was helping her navigate, and there was a lot of traffic, and the group got split up quite a few times, but we all eventually came back together at a rest stop, and then that is when I hopped in with Ryan, who, I don't remember his Instagram handle, but he was driving a Tacoma, but he does have a WRX. So we got to chat for a while, and I think we were in the car for over a couple of hours because I had my Rode Wireless Pros going the entire time, and it breaks it up into 1 hour segments. So it was like an hour, and then like almost another hour. Well, on my conversation with Ryan. So same with the spoon again with Missy. I think that was over 2 hours. So I have, that's when I say I have a lot of content to edit through. That's what I'm talking about, because we didn't talk about 48 hours of Tri-State for over 2 hours in the car. We talked about, you know, all kinds of different things, but I want to try to capture only the content that is relevant. Otherwise, I'm going to have like a 12-hour episode, which I don't think anybody wants to listen to a 12-hour episode. So I'm going to have to edit through a lot of content and just pull out all of the content that's necessary. So I'll get it done. But yeah, so I mean, it was great meeting new people, getting to drive, take this long trip from New Jersey to Indiana. And then when we stopped for lunch, that is when I hopped back in the car with Jeff and rode with him and got to chat with him for a while. And it was nice. The trip was really great because we got to see some snow on the sides of the road, you know, on the hills and everything. And which was nice because I hadn't seen snow in a while since I went to Moon Rocks back in February. It's almost a year ago. So it was nice to see some snow again and just see different parts of the country that I hadn't seen. That is always exciting, especially when there's terrain and some mountains off in the distance, because being in Houston almost all the time, it is so flat here. So it's really, really nice to see terrain and to just, yeah, experience some different elevations. I like that. This episode is brought to you by Melee Design Firm, where they believe making the best performance parts from the highest quality materials is the only way to operate. For all you listeners of the Subi and You podcast, Melee is offering 5% off select Rally Spec products, such as the Group 35 Rally Spec battery mount for the Crosstrek, and other Subaru products such as the front strut tower brace and engine bay caps. Speaking of the engine bay caps, they are offered in 9 different colors: red, blue, black, raw silver, neon yellow, hyper pink, hyper teal, red wrinkle, and white. To receive the 5% off, use the code SUBIPLUSU at checkout. So the little plus symbol is what you will use. Head on over to MeleeDesignFirm.com and check out the Rally Spec and Subaru sections of the website. Thank you so much, Melee Design Firm, for sponsoring the Subi and You podcast. So after a lot of driving and a lot of roads, a lot of miles, we made it down to the hotel in Indiana, because on Friday we were going to be touring the Subaru of Indiana plant. So we made it back to the hotel, got checked in, and to be honest, I don't remember what we did Friday night. I think we went down to the lobby and hung out for a little bit. Yeah, we did. So we went down to the lobby, hung out for a while, but then headed up to the hotel room because we knew we needed to get some sleep, because we knew we needed to get up early. And so what was really, really cool about this trip too is knowing that I was going to be really close to the Subaru of Indiana plant. There's somebody that I wanted to meet up with and somebody that wanted to meet up with me, because Jen, Eccentric Designs, Ghost X Trek, she lives 10 minutes from SIA. And she said, you cannot be in my town and us not meet up. So Jeff and I went to go meet Jen for breakfast, and it was cool because he had never met her. They've talked before. They know each other. They follow each other. And so the three of us had breakfast, and I think we got to hang out for about an hour maybe. And it was a lot of fun to catch up again, because again, she's my very first guest, and it's always special when I get to see her. And I mean, it's only the second time I've ever seen her, because I saw her at Subaru Flat Fest in 2022. So it was nice to see her again. I've had her on the podcast plenty of times, but you know, being so far away, we don't get to see each other often. So I really enjoyed that. Then we made our way over to SIA, and we parked way, way far out in the visitor parking lot. And it was cold and rainy that morning. And it ended up being cold and rainy the whole day. But so we walked in, went into SIA, into the lobby area. And if you have not done the tour of the plant before, I highly, highly recommend it. I'm going to get into the tour here in just a little bit, but it was, it was such a great experience. But we get into the lobby, and if you're wearing a coat, like they have a coat rack, you have to hang up your coat. You cannot have your cell phone. And, you know, they had to, we had to wait a while, and they checked us all in, sort of. And they give you this headset and then a little receiver thing, because the tour guide talks into a microphone and everybody is able to hear it through their headset. So that was pretty cool. That was really nice, because there were so many of us that there's no way she would have been able to like talk out loud to the group, and just made for a good experience. But so we got all our headsets. We went inside. She started going over some things that were in the hallway, telling us about what the pictures were. And then we started the tour and started off looking at paint. And then she took us through, I don't remember like what the order was, because we kind of went out of order of the way that they process things, again, starting with paint. So, but just seeing all of the conveyor machines carrying parts, carrying a full chassis, carrying an almost complete car minus wheels, where they're putting in the seats, they're putting in the dashboard. I mean, it was so cool to see all of the different stages that these cars go through to be put together. So they don't just assemble the cars there, like they stamp out the roof, they stamp out the doors, they stamp out like all these different parts of the chassis and the frame, and then they put it all together. So like other pieces like the dash, you know, there's pieces that they put into the dash, but like the seats are already there, the engine, the transmission, those all just get put in. There was this really cool spiral conveyor that the tires were mounted on wheels, and they were coming down this spiral conveyor. And it was really cool. I mean, just that little thing was just kind of cool seeing that. And so it was like an hour and a half tour, maybe. And one of the coolest things was that, so you have these people that are doing these tasks over and over and over again. But what they do there is they switch off what people are doing every day. And then also think they switch off what they're doing for that particular day. So if you are installing seats, you don't just sit there and install seats every single day of your work life that you're there. So if I remember correctly, everybody knows how to do everybody else's job, because your job and your tasks get rotated around throughout the day and every day. Or maybe it's like, yeah, I think it's like every day. So you're not stuck doing the same job over and over and over again. So that helps with just your mental state, you know, of not having to do the same job all the time. But it also helps people keep from getting injuries, because you might be doing a task that is requires you to be lifting something up over and over and over again. So you get to work different body functions while you're going throughout your day. So I thought that was really interesting, and I thought that was really great of Subaru in their manufacturing process to do that for their employees. I can't remember the name of it. It was a Japanese term, but basically it is where if you have an idea of a way to save the company money, if you have like an innovation, then they will take that innovation and they will implement it, and people can get, like, I think it's like credits or something, to where you can use those credits to get things. Like some people, they said, have gotten a whole car because the implementation of this idea ended up saving Subaru like thousands and thousands or even millions of dollars because of this innovation. And so they reward the employees for these innovations that they come up with. And they have a whole team that works to do that. So that was really interesting too. So you hear all of this stuff on the tour. But again, just seeing the whole process, seeing all these, they had these conveyors just crisscrossing and going all over the place. They had these elevators where the chassis would come through and it would get lifted up to another level, and then it would go down through another level, and it was just like, it was just so cool. And then they also had the stamping machines where they would stamp out like the roof, or they would stamp out the door. While we were there, they were stamping out a roof, the roof of a Crosstrek with the sunroof in it, with the hole for the sunroof. So we got to see those getting spit out. We got to see like whole bumper assemblies spit out from these other processes that they were doing. So again, it's, you know, I don't remember everything that we saw, but I'm just trying to recount kind of like a summary of the tour. But I highly recommend that if you are able to go take this tour, that you go do it, because it was a lot of fun. And just seeing how massive the facility was too, in addition to just everything else that they were doing there, and how it just all runs smoothly together. It seems to be a very efficient process with everything that they do. They try to have as little waste as possible, so a lot of things get reused. And yeah, I mean, it's just, go check it out. That's all I can say is go do the tour if you can. So we got done with the tour, and then we headed out after that to go have some lunch. And we were all trying to leave as a group, but I, like, you know, wanted to take a restroom break before we hit the road again. And after Jeff and I had lunch, we ended up finding this little pizza place that had some pretty good pizza, and they had non-dairy cheese and some vegan pepperoni, which was really, really good. So glad I was able to find that. But everybody else was meeting up at Walmart after lunchtime, and I was getting ready to go to the restroom. There was somebody else in front of us that had parked to go drop somebody off to go to the restroom at the front door of Walmart. And when she came out, she noticed that Jeff had a headlight out. So we ended up staying behind and got his headlight changed out. And then we hit the road and headed out to Turn In Concepts, where we were doing the raffle and the auction. So Jeff and I made it down to Turn In Concepts, and there was cars parked everywhere. So we were trying to find a spot to park. And he was like, "Hey, do you want to go park right up front?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." So we kind of parked up near like the bottom of this little hill, and where his car was clearly visible by people that might be coming in. And so another great way for people to see his car and advertise for the podcast. So thanks for that, Jeff. So we go in, and again, this is all the people that were from the different groups, because there was four different groups, I believe. And so we were all, you know, traveling at different times, traveling in our own groups. And so I got to see a lot more people this time than I had seen before. And it was great being there at Turn In Concepts to see what they're doing. And then also it was great for them to host this little dinner and raffle and auction. And so we were all just eating and hanging out, and they had all these different little raffle items where people could put their tickets in and try to win a prize. And so I didn't end up winning anything, but that's okay. There were some other people that ended up winning some really nice prizes. I ended up interviewing a few different people while I was there, including one of the owners of Turn In Concepts, and I don't remember his name because I haven't listened through the recordings, because I had people introduce themselves. And I'm horrible with names, because like I will meet somebody and then I don't remember their name a minute later. And it's always been that way. It's not like anything recent or because I just turned 51. No, that has nothing to do with it. I've been that way most of my life, where somebody will tell me their name and then I have to go over to somebody else and be like, "Hey, what was their name again? Because I forgot already." But it was really cool because there was a family that was there, the family that had the Justy. And so they had the Justy, and then they had a Tahoe, which was the official Justy support vehicle, which was really cool. So I ended up talking to them and found out that they had lived in Houston before, and they have family that live in West Houston, which is where I live. Small world. That was like super crazy, but super cool to meet them. Because when we were at lunch on Thursday, when we were making the trek from New Jersey down to Indiana, I was standing in line waiting for my food at this this place that we'd gone to. And the dad, again, I don't remember his name, but he comes up to me and he's like, "Hey, I was looking at your number in the WhatsApp chat." He's like, "Are you from Houston?" And I was like, "Yeah," because he recognized my 832 area code. And then that's when I found out like that they had lived in Houston, and that just, that was a whole conversation in itself. And that was just, it was super, super cool to meet them. But when we were at Turn-In Concepts, I ended up recording with him and with his son to talk about the Just D and just talk about 48 Hours of Tri-State. So it was really cool getting them on the mic. I'm walking around, I'm recording, I'm talking to people. And yeah, I was talking to people that I wasn't recording with. And then they started to do the auction items. And that was when I started getting a little nervous because they were going to, Corey from 48 Hours of Tri-State was going to do a little like podcast intro and then introduce me to kind of do my little spiel about the podcast. So I'm like, I've always had stage fright. I mean, it's just like, it's been crippling at times. Like, I'm not even kidding. And so here I am standing in front of all these people having to talk to them about the podcast, which is something that I know, something that I'm passionate about. But, you know, not everybody knows about the podcast and not everybody is as passionate about it as many of the people that listen. So I can't stand up there and say, "Oh, you got to listen to the podcast because it's great," because maybe not everybody's going to want to listen to it. I met somebody that said, "I don't listen to podcasts." And I'm like, "You got to give my podcast a listen. Come on." And she's like, "I just don't listen to podcasts." So some people just aren't going to listen because they don't listen to podcasts, but that's okay. But anyway, so I'm having to try and sell the podcast to this group of people that I don't think had ever heard about the podcast. But thankfully, I had help. I had Corey there who was really hyping it up because I had 48 Hours of Tri-State on twice, which was really great. I've had Jeff on to talk about 48 Hours of Tri-State. And then Chris, X-Trek Luna, he was there in the audience, and I told them, "Hey, I've had Chris on the podcast. He's got a really great episode. You should give it a listen." And then my auction item was one of my Subinu podcast hats that I had Rihanna and Gelsomino and Leah Block signed. So auctioned that off. I think it ended up getting like $80 or $85. So I was very happy about that. And it was Chris, X-Trek Luna, it was his girlfriend that had the winning bid. So that was really cool. But so I'm standing in front of these people trying to sell the podcast and, you know, trying to hype it up and get people to listen to it. So hopefully some of those people that were there will be listening to this episode and we'll give the podcast, give it a shot and give it a listen. So I did it though. I mean, I'm like, I'm standing here in front of these people. I have to be on. I created this for myself by doing the podcast. So I've put myself in those kinds of situations. And so I have to do it. So I did it. We got done with the raffle. We got done with the auction. And they had some really great auction items there. And the biggest one that they had was one of the wheels from Gymkhana. I think it was from the Air Slayer that Travis Pastrana and some other people had signed. I don't know who all signatures were on it because I didn't look at them. And I know they were talking about it, but I don't remember because I was kind of doing my own thing while they were doing that. But yeah, it was a really good event. If you have not been to 48 Hours of Tri-State, if it's something you've thought about doing, if this is your first time hearing about it, I highly recommend doing it. If you're anywhere close by and you're able to make it out there, or if you're as far away as I am and you have to fly, that's okay too, because you will be taken care of. Trust me. There was a couple from Texas that I don't remember exactly where they live, but they don't live too far from me. They live south of where I do. And they were going to drive their Subaru again. They had driven out there before. They were going to drive their Subaru out there to 48 Hours of Tri-State, but they bought a Ford Maverick from another state. I don't remember where they bought it from. And they flew out there, got their Maverick, and drove out to New Jersey, from New Jersey to Indiana, and then from Indiana back to Texas. So they did a lot of driving, and I know it was a huge commitment for them to do that, but they were very excited and very passionate about this event and for the cause. With all this being said, if you want to make it out to 48 Hours of Tri-State, you can check out 48hours.info. They update the website every year so that it's appropriate for the year that they are going into, and they will start making preparations for it pretty soon. But I don't know who else to reach out to other than Jeff Slow.Subies. He can definitely talk to you about it. You can listen to his episode that I had him on. You can listen to this one. I mean, that was my experience with it, and I had a really great time because I got to meet a lot of new people. I got to see some people that I had been chatting with online for a while, and you know, got to meet them in person. And then, of course, just like I said, meeting new people that I hadn't met before, that I'd never chatted with before. So it was a really, really great event. I highly recommend going. And just what they're doing this event for, and being that they had been doing it for 23 years, is pretty incredible. So 48 Hours of Tri-State, it's all to benefit Make-A-Wish New Jersey. It's all everybody coming together, having a good time, making these treks, and they go to different places every year. So last year they had gone to Vermont Sports Car, which that would have been really cool to go do that, but I'm really glad that we were able to go out to SIA and tour the plant, because I would not have wanted to miss that. That was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed this little solo episode that I put together talking about 48 Hours of Tri-State. And we will get back to the regular episodes here soon. I've got some guests lined up. I just need to record with them, and we'll get them on and get back to our regularly scheduled programming. But thanks again. Thank you all so much for your support. Thank you for listening to the podcast, as always. Thank you for sharing it. And I just appreciate, I know I have people telling me, thank you for doing the podcast. Thank you for what you do for the community. We appreciate you. But I appreciate all of you. I've said it a million times, but there would not be a podcast if people were not listening. So I really, really appreciate it. Thank you all so much to my sponsors. Thank you to my patrons. Of course, listening to the podcast and sharing it is always great. But if you want to help support the podcast more and what I'm doing, you can join Patreon and become a member of our little family there, and join the Discord and our chats. So again, thank you all so much. I hope you have a great week. I hope you're all staying warm as much as you can. I've seen a lot of people out there starting to have some fun in the snow, and I'm jealous. I hope I get a chance to do that sometime this year. But have a great time, everyone. Have a great week again, and we will see you on the next episode. Much Subi love, Raph. Oh, wait. Before we get into anything else, before we get into this outro, I want to say it was so cool. I'm so happy that I got to meet the guy that did this outro for me. So here's Jim with this awesome outro that he put together for me. Thank you so much, Jim. I really, really appreciate it. I've gotten comments on it saying that that people love it and they think it's funny. So thank you. And it was great meeting you.
The Subi and You podcast is hosted by Raphael in a closet in Houston, produced by Raphael in a room next to the closet in Houston, and edited by Raphael on a computer in the room next to the closet in Houston, with music by Luke Ruiz in another room in Houston. You can find the Subi and You podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. To support the podcast, please head over to patreon.com/SubiandYouPodcast. Once you join, you will have access to the Discord channel and Discord chats with other patrons. If you'd like to get in contact with the show, you can find them on Instagram at Subi and You Podcast, online at subiandyoupodcast.com, or by email, subiandyoupodcast@gmail.com. That's all for this week. Tune in Mondays for new episodes.